T-Mobile.
4HK. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. You out there by yourself this morning? So, I threw my call out earlier and nobody come back. Pretty good. How about yours? Busy, but it's been going by pretty fast.
Pretty fast anymore, it seems like. Turn around and they're gone. Manager's supposed to meet me today. They're supposed to start working on getting my route filled back up.
Well,
some new shots to it and getting my headcount back to what it's supposed to be.
Existing customers?
Well, quite a bit over the last 2 years.
That good.
For me or the businesses, because every one of them is looking for help, and the guys are moving off to other industries there where they can make more money or just don't want to work on cars anymore.
You primarily the automotive?
Got one motorcycle shop, a couple small engine. Don't have a whole lot of manufacturing because they just don't deal with it enough. I've got a little bit, but that's not on my list of calls anyway. It's just extra. So, pretty much automotive and truck.
Today is a new start with some new businesses.
So, it'll take them a week or two to get it all done. So, maybe they won't drag their feet too much, though. Plans for this weekend?
Grandbaby's birthday party to go to on Saturday, and that's about it. If I get, I'm gonna work on my. I got a car hauler trailer. It's just a 20-foot flatbed with two braking axles on it. I've got to replace the shackles on the spring. And all the shackle bolts. I've been hauling, I don't use that thing for cars. I use it for hauling logs and tractors, you know. I do a lot of logging. And that thing, we had it loaded down the other day, and it looked like the bolts were fixing to pop through the shackles. And so we unloaded it, and there it sit. I got the stuff to do it. I just need to do it.
The hardest part is finding the motivation and time to do it.
Well, I got the motivation. That trailer is essential to me. I mean, I have to have it running. And I got logs out, piles of logs out at places, and I need to get them, you know, brought over to the house. But I've been busy. I'm hoping Saturday morning I can knock that thing out. It's not a big deal. I mean, it'd take much to get it in the air, get the wheels off of it, and take old bolts off and put new bolts in.
KO4, HKX, Friday. Yeah, that's not too big a deal. I've done it before. Just getting it up and getting the bolts out sometimes, as long as they're not rusted in there or anything like that.
CEF Mobile.
Andrew, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing pretty good this morning. Finally getting on the road. I'm going to sip some coffee.
Drinking coffee on your way in, aren't you?
Maybe half of it, and I'll kind of sip it as I go, and then I'll finish the rest of it in my first meeting.
Doing anything new out on your property?
Yes. I want to go out there and try to get ready for some hunt season, I guess.
Coming on that. North Carolina don't have a long hunt season, though, do they?
Season's only about 3 weeks, but bow season, it runs from September to December. So if you want a bow hunt, you got a pretty good season, but rifle hunt stinks.
Here they sent a survey out. I don't know if you got it, Mike, but I know I got it. DNR sent me a survey where they're trying to consider opening up Sunday hunts on WMA land.
I didn't fill it out. I hadn't done anything with it. Besides, I'm going to this year. It's just so far to go, and I just don't seem to have the time to vote to it like I need to anymore.
Dude, I didn't have enough time. I hope I can slip into the woods once or twice and make use of my $50.
Out of state, it's more than $50, trust me. I have to say 7-3s for now. I'm coming up on the black hole. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.
Black hole. I don't want to, Andrew.
Bad. It's actually been pretty uneventful, which is a very good week. No auditors, no nothing. Everything went good so far. How's yours?
It's been real busy, but it's been good, I guess. Uneventful, as you would say. Now, you working in the heat, or you guys working in the AC?
Again, well, I wouldn't say the original plant, but it's part of the original building. So they don't use air conditioning in that one. They have basically the water cooling system that's mounted on the roof. You know, just basically take chilled water and run air over it, and then that air blows out into the assembly floor. So not truly air conditioning, but, you know, it's 70-something degrees usually during the summer, maybe 76, 78. Not too bad.
A swamp cooler.
It would be kind of like a swamp cooler, except you don't get the moisture that comes off of it. So I just know it uses the chilled water to cool the air off. So kind of like an air conditioner, but it's just using the cooled water in the coil.
98 degrees.
With that, you know, we mount fans everywhere for the employees. I mean, if they ask for a fan or they need one, we'll get one mounted and attached to the roof so it'll blow on them, because, you know, it's never warm in there, but it does get just no air movement. So, yeah, they like to have the air going.
Blame them a bit. Got to work in. And I bought a fan to put in there. That hole upstairs, they got the thermostat down in a room on one end. It's got multiple rooms up there. And then everything else is just on a vent. And so once the room with the thermostat gets cold, to cut the AC off, and everything else is just burning up, man. But that fan made a big difference, so I'm glad I got it.
Shoot, those new units that you kind of mount on the wall, and then the compressor sits outside, but I don't know, it's a little different. It doesn't have the same setup as a normal air conditioner, but I had one of those in my previous area I worked in. Built a new team area. They put one of those in, and those things work fantastic. I don't know if that's something you consider, but it's just a little compressor that sits outside the room, and I guess that's the evaporator or whatever, and you have just a unit mounted on the wall inside, and man, those things work fantastic.
I just put one in his garage, and that thing is incredible. They've got them now, which they might probably have been like that. My neighbor just put three big units like that in his brand new house he's building. And the lines come pre-charged. Everything's got these quick connectors. You don't do anything but connect it in. You know, you mount it to the wall, run your stuff outside, connect the lines, and run power to it, and you're ready to go. There ain't no more AC man needed.
See how well those things work. Thanks for the weekend.
I'm Patrick. I'm going to work on a trailer. I've got a grandbaby's birthday this weekend. I'm going to go to that.
Fun. Shoot, I think the only thing we're planning on doing, we talked about going camping this weekend, but You know, of course, you got the hurricane, tropical storm, whatever that is coming in now. So we may end up, if it's not bad weather, we'll just sleep outside the tent in the backyard and maybe do a little fire. But other than that, I don't see me doing a whole lot this weekend except relax.
I like to do is relax. I had a, you know, I bought a little piece of property. This is an acre and had a single wide mobile home on it, and we've been demolishing that thing. And I got out there Tuesday. Of course, my wife's been out there several days, but got out there Tuesday, and we had the floor. We cut the floor out of it and threw it away in chunks. And then the only thing left now is the metal framework. And, I mean, it got to about 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, and that was it. I was dead in that heat, dead in the sun. I couldn't put another foot in front of the other. I told him, I said, I'm headed to the house, boys.
The heat will take it out of you. I mean, you don't get it done fairly early in the morning once the heat of the day rolls around. I mean, it gets rough. KO4CS.
Yeah, I've been out there. I've been working on Saturdays and then some days off. I go out there. I've had the guy that helped me build my house, he's been doing the majority of it, and I don't see how he does it, dude. But it's pretty impressive. That thing got gone pretty quick. I mean, all he's using is a steel saw and a sawzall. Cut that whole thing up in little squares and chunked. Of course, we rented one of those bins multiple times. Loaded them metal dumpsters up, dude.
I mean, ripping one apart like that, getting rid of it in such a short amount of time.
Never volunteer for nothing like that again, ever, in the summer. But I had the permit runs out the end of this month. It expired once already and they extended it. And so I had till September 1st on, I just wanted to get that over with so I can go back and get some stuff done around the house. But it's looking good. I'm kind of going to go out Friday and cut the frame up, haul it off, probably scrap metal. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't care. I told them they could have it. They can have all the block and all that stuff out there as well. But I don't know what I'm going to do with that property yet. I don't know if I'm going to sell just the property, try to get my money back out of it, or put a single wide on it, try to make a little money, or build a little house. My options, I'm still debating on my options.
Too bad. I mean, like you said, if you wanted to make some money off of it, let's just sell it outright. I'm going right now with the whole rental thing going on. I don't even know if that's the way to go.
I know it's been pretty hot on the housing market. People bidding up past what's something for sale for to get it. This is a beautiful area that this thing's in. I don't like the lay of the property very much, but it's in an incredibly beautiful area.
Thing is, you put it on the market, it don't cost you a dime. You gotta let your realtor do all the work. If it don't sell, then you can figure out what you want to do with it after that. I thought about, you know, because with the whole foreclosure thing coming up, you know, I know there's going to be some stuff come open, I'm sure, once it's all said and done. But I thought about just, like, buying something and maybe renting it out. But after reading all this that these landlords have been through in the last year or two, I don't know now.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but criminal. I mean, that's nothing but criminal. I mean, people have lost their whole livelihoods, all the investments they've had. It's just crazy.
A story yesterday about some couple somewhere, I don't remember where it was, but, you know, they're about to have to file bankruptcy because their tenants won't pay. And they were saying that one of their tenants has been employed the whole time and they still won't pay. And since the tenant won't fill out the paperwork for assistance, then they can't get any funds to help out, but they also can't evict them.
I mean, that's the problem. You know, they're sending... I don't want to even get into it. I mean, that's a sad story, and that's not just them. I mean, it's all over the country, dude.
You know, it's just kind of made me pause and think, I don't know if I would want to do something like that as far as buying a property and renting it out.
My wife and I have talked about that. But if I rented something out, it would be for weekend or week rentals. Not a Airbnb, but I know that the state park up there has cabins, and they stay full. And so we have a little bit of ties with them. I think if it was advertised, you could rent it out to people that are wanting to stay in the area. So it wouldn't be one of the deals where somebody could stay and not pay anything. It'd just be a weekend or week stay. Those have been doing good.
It'd be a bad idea in that area.
Up there in that area, and that's where it is. It's not. It's probably 10 minutes from the state park. So, I mean, it's definitely got some advantage to it.
Interesting. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea overall. And shoot, if you could find one of those companies to actually do all the rental stuff to get all that done. That way you just kind of keep it going and take care of stuff.
Something there that would attract that type of people. I mean, I couldn't put a single wide there. But I'm not against putting a little log home there. I don't know. We'll see when the time comes. I might put the property up for sale and just see what it does. And if it doesn't sell, then I might build on it.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I might say 7-3. I am getting ready to turn in the parking lot, so it's time to get my antenna off the top of the car. So have a safe trip into work. And hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good day. 7-3s to you. Enjoy what's left of your coffee. And hopefully you have an uneventful day and a really good weekend. I might talk to you tomorrow. So anyway, take care. Have a great day. KK4NXC.
KFW Mobile.
XC, go ahead.
Good morning. How we doing this morning?
Very good. Very good.
What that wreck was all about?
No, I didn't. I sure did.
Your old drunk ran into the back of that SUV with three people in it.
Did anybody get killed?
Yeah, one person in the SUV in the back seat.
They have pictures of it?
Pictures. That car was pretty destroyed, but I guess the guy ran off.
Oh, wow. So they know who it is, though, don't they?
Yeah, I believe they got him in that, but he ran off, but they got him.
Man, I don't see how anybody ran off from that.
Off that red light.
Well, I just wondered how in the heck that much carnage was wreaked on them cars on White Horse Road. That dude must have been doing 100.
Nothing good happens that late at night, right? My old fishing partner said the only people out in the morning at that time is drunks and fishermen.
Yeah, throw a hunter in there every once in a while in the winter.
Yep, you got that right.
How's it going?
Good, a little bit hot, but it's been going all right. truck home yesterday. Had to go pick up 11 golf cart batteries.
Oh, what you doing with them?
Carts there, that they were both about 4 years old, and the batteries started dying. And you know, I'd been buying a few, one, and then finally we just decided to replace them all.
I bet that was expensive.
I found for batteries is right over there on Highway 14 in Greer. They were new. They were $115 a piece, but they also have refurbished for like $68.
Want a refurbished battery?
You refurbished from them. They've been working good.
Well, at least 11 of them went bad.
And, those were the originals that came with the golf cart.
Where are you going with your golf cart?
Plant to plant. I mean, I think they're only using 25 acres right now, but they have over 100 more acres that they can develop.
Oh, this was for work. Oh, I thought you were getting, you had two golf carts sitting at the house.
X-X. Morning, Ken. I'm back, Mike.
Biden was going to look into why there's such a gas spike.
For what he went to do once he gets there.
As his mouth, he just proves he's more of an idiot. Like the Taliban over there in Afghanistan, I'd hate for him to take over the country again.
I think it's too late. You know, I was telling my wife last night, all the guys who died over there, all the blood that was spilled from the U.S. troops kind of went to waste overnight. All the politics of that deal, you know, it's almost, those people over there don't have the fight in them to, or the resolve to say, you know, we're not going to take the Taliban anymore. And I know that, you know, if the people don't have the resolve to do that, I mean, good grief, we can't keep people over there the whole time. I mean, basically, we turn it into a police state. I don't know. I mean, but I do think it's a shame, and it's kind of shocking how fast they took over.
Well, the U.S. equipment that was left, right?
Yeah, but they're, yeah, I don't, yeah. But Nathan, and I hope you guys have a great day. Good talking with you, Ken. I don't get to talk to you much anymore. You're coming in late and everything. But it's good talking to you this morning. Thanks for the update on that wreck. And, yeah, Patrick, you have a good day. Hope you get some new business today. 7-3 to you guys, and I'll be clear on your final. Okay, 4 and XZ.
Mike, have a good day. And I hope everything goes good for you this weekend if I don't talk to you again.
Have an awesome one. Tell Tim we said hey, and we'll maybe catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
To Ed this morning. I was the first one on here, and I hadn't heard him at all.
Getting done. He's just going to have to get him a 2-meter in the house, I guess.
Yesterday morning, and I told him you wouldn't be there, but that's the last time I talked to him. He hasn't done early every day but Wednesday. He has something else he has to do with his paper route there, and Wednesdays are a long day no matter what happens.
Okay.
In the Greer-Taylor's area.
It's Thursday. I was thinking today was Wednesday, but it's Thursday.
Packing up here.
You got that right. Man, they're saying we're supposed to get some serious rain next week.
Are they? I haven't even looked.
Possibly up to 5 inches from that storm down there in the Caribbean.
Sound good? No, all supposed to come in one day or throughout the week?
Monday and Tuesday.
These mountains, you know how they'll break stuff up. KO4 HKX Friday.
They keep changing the path and everything, you know, keep moving it more west. I think a little more west, and it's liable to be a hurricane by the time it's all done.
You saying something to Mike about a wreck? What happened?
Today, when he was going in, he passed a bad wreck on White Horse Road, and it was, both the vehicles were destroyed and almost unrecognizable, and he was trying to figure out what happened. Well, it was a drunk guy in a Dodge pickup ran into a back of a stopped small car with three people in it, and it killed the person in the back seat of the car and injured the others.
What to say, but there's a lot of drunk drivers down here.
There was as many when the drinking age was 18. Now that it's 21, now you got all kinds of stupid people and that. But, you know, my old fishing partner said the only people out there at that time in the morning is drunks and fishermen and an occasional hunter.
That's fool trying to get some work done.
Yeah, half the people that work with Susan and that come in drunk all the time.
How many of them I deal with throughout the day.
I mean, she was downtown and that, and knew she was with somebody, can't remember who it was.
I mean, if they're not already drunk, all they're talking about is when they're going to get them a beer or something else to drink.
Saying a bunch of them got together the other night there in the parking lot after work. Dang, the one girl, she's pretty tiny, and she had 12 before she left.
That's crazy.
It's like two in one day, KN4 TFW.
At all. I mean, just none of it.
You know, I don't have anything against it. It's just that you just know every weekend you're drinking a whole case, you probably got a problem. You know, I got all kinds of bottles there at the house that, you know, I take a drink, you know, maybe once a month or something like that. Heck, a bottle lasts me all year.
Yeah, it's not that I got anything against it. It's just I choose not to. You want to sit down and have a beer or a drink with your meal or want to relax when you get home afternoon? That's fine. Do what you want to do. It's your life and your home. Don't get out here endangering everybody else.
About that. On a boat, run to where he's going.
Not.
That's probably for sure.
It is. I'm just dragging this morning.
It's just being out in the heat all day, man. It really sucks it out of you. I know yesterday, one time I looked at the weather and it said it was like, you know, 89, feels like 98.
Yesterday. I'm in and out. I'm not out in it all day, but I'm in and out. And it, I can tell you it's hot.
This morning to pick up, I had some tires put on some golf cart rims. I got to go pick them up.
For that.
If the golf cart service center would do it, but they'll sell you the tires and the rims and that, but they ain't gonna put them on. And that I had to go, they take it to a place in Spartanburg called Bolton James Tire. That's where I had to take it.
S&S Tire does that also down there, just there at the end of 14.
That'd be good to know. And then Mike could drop them off and then pick them up the next day. That'd be worth it.
It's in there for sale, and I know he does them for customers too, so I'm sure he'd appreciate the little bit of business he can get.
That in mind, these are like 12 inches. the rim is 12-inch, and that, apparently you got to have a special machine to do it.
Doing them, I don't know if they've got any special machine. I think they're doing a lot of theirs by hand.
The shop, it's like, man, it's really a pain to do those by hand. Last time they did them, they had to cut the old tires off, and then late tonight got the new tires on. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HGX Friday. He's got something he's made to hold them and run it all on. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know they do them.
Check him out on prices and that, because it's like, man, they're proud of them golf cart tires.
UTV tires are the same way.
$58 each for them.
A truck tire for that. As I look at for my UTV, my side-by-side, you can spend $400 to $600 on a set of four. They know they got you. It's a extracurricular activity. It's not something you gotta have, and you won't pay for it.
Wintertime, I'd be using it for hunting and stuff like that.
For that, I've got a snowplow on the front of it. Also, I use it for scraping the driveway in the wintertime. Yeah, they'll put it on about anything. But that thing actually does a pretty good job, as long as it's not, you don't wait and let it get too deep, try to start.
With it, you should be, you know, wait till it gets about 3 inches and push it, and then it won't be too bad, I would imagine.
It's a 72-inch blade, so one pass up, one pass down, and I'm usually done.
Man, that makes it nice. Bet the heater don't work very good in it, though.
Oh, yeah, it does. I got a 1,000cc heater sitting right on my shoulder.
And lose some of that hot air?
If I have a fan, trust me, it radiates pretty good. Half windshield on it, so it knocks the wind off of you. And then you got the engine in between the two seats. So it stays pretty warm. Unless you're just sitting still, that's when you'll get hot or cold, I mean.
Yeah, I figured those things didn't even have a heater on.
Get them with heat, AC, enclosed cabs. I mean, it just depends on how much money you want to spend.
That's on it. You won't want to take it in the woods, right?
But you'd be surprised. People go buy these platinum trucks, spend $100,000 on them, and then go beat the soup out of them, working out of them, and out four-wheeling and hunting them.
When I bought mine, I just bought a work truck. You know, I didn't need all the fancy.
Hey, I like to have power windows and air conditioning, and I'm fine with that. I don't need anything else.
Enough, you know, you need the rubber pad on the floor instead of carpet and everything, and then that way you really can't tear it up too bad.
That carpet in it, and I constantly have to stay on top of it to keep it remotely clean. Got big floor mats laying on top of it, so what good's the carpet? With this new mileage tax, they're going to try to get on this now and start tracking your movement.
No, I haven't heard about that one.
Structure bills that they've just passed has got something in it about that. And they want you to pay taxes on how many miles a year you drive.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, think about what it's going to do to me right there.
You know, they want you to go green and get an electric car, but then they want to charge you extra because you got an electric car.
Hold on to electric cars. Can't see the long-term benefit in them.
Hybrids aren't too bad. You know, I like it, but I saw where there was a little photograph out there on Facebook. It showed a, I guess a, it was over in France or somewhere where they, you know, they used them smaller police cars and they were all electric and everything. Well, dang, it was cheaper to go get a new one than it was to replace the batteries when the batteries were dying. And then there was no place to get rid of the batteries, so all these cars were just sitting in the field.
You know, the battery is like trying to dispose of nuclear waste. So that's the problem. And then if you, and I know you have one, so you can go out and the extra cost, what the extra cost is, you could buy a small car and, you know, even if it gets 10 miles less to the gallon, you're still going to come out better in the long run.
This one didn't cost me all that much, but like you said, the tag and the taxes every year are a little bit more.
Was at just the right time where they were needing to sell stuff and before they run out.
It'd been better, you know, they still had one, and then now you probably can't even get one if you wanted it, and the price was still low because everybody wasn't trying to, you know, get them, so it was, the timing was really good for sure. KN4TFW.
Race case. They're trying to make these trucks electric too. I just don't see how that's going to hold up. The battery would have to be so big in it and the trucks be even heavier. So how are you going to carry any material would stay under CDL? I mean, and the distance I have to drive, there's just no way that would work.
It ain't like you can whip in and fill up with gas. No, I think even the electric cars on a fast charge takes about 30 minutes.
I have the infrastructure for that. I mean, you'd have to have a charging station more than you would a gas station.
Gas station can cycle through pretty quick. A charging station, if it's going to take you 30 minutes, you're going to be there a minute, especially if it's the only one around. Fired it up. Just, you know, if Susan's off on the weekends or Susan's off in the evenings, I hadn't been, you know, getting on it. When she was working nights, you know, and I was there by myself, I'd get on it once in a while. But, you know, I just use that for when I ain't got nothing else that I really need to do. Exactly.
O'clock net at night. It seems like
I just
every time I turn around, I got something else or somebody needs me to come help them do something anymore.
I'll be in bed by the time the 9 o'clock net comes around. I've checked into it a few times when, you know, we happen to be out and about, but that's pretty rare.
But just sometimes I just can't make it. It just don't work. Or like sometimes I'm traveling up and down the mountain and I get hung in that black hole and just can't get checked in time.
You check in on the, you know, over the internet early check-in, but, you know, I just don't ever really think about it.
A couple times, but I don't know, I like to try to check in on the RF. That's the whole reason I got my ham license. Still fix this for $290 out here, but at the same time, I'm going to hate it when they start working on it.
So darn long to get completed, right?
Use widening coming through here and into a four lane, but then you talk about making a mess then.
The whole road at the same time.
I'll build another big subdivision out there across from Sandy Flats, from what I've heard and what I've seen, and put even more houses out here.
I went down the Gap Creek Road going to that battery shop. Hang on a minute. Across from Greer High School, man, they've cleared off a huge area to start making a couple of subdivisions, looks like.
A few of them were there starting subdivisions around here lately. And I mean, there's a lot of people moving in here.
And it'll like where they left.
Exactly. That's what's happening to my little small town I live in.
At the time we retire, we won't be able to afford the taxes on our house because they ran it up so high.
The Transylvania County, they already did that this year.
Mine go up, you know, it's like pretty soon it'll be like in the Northeast. It'll take your whole Social Security check just to, every month to pay for the taxes.
Isn't it like drunken sailors up there in the government? I don't know what we're going to do.
Property tax on it.
Oh, sorry again, I doubled with you.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying if they keep spending like drunken sailors up there in office, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, they do it like you got plenty of money, and it's like, really? And then they give away a bunch of money to other countries, which is bull. But I was saying that if that's your primary residence and you've retired, you shouldn't have to pay any more taxes on it.
That's for sure. Down here in North Carolina, you have to pay property taxes on your vehicles every year. And, I mean, that gets expensive, paying property tax on this truck.
What do they do down here? And then the property taxes on this thing was, because it was a hybrid, was more than Mama's Jeep. And Mama's Jeep is twice as expensive as this car.
The fuel tax.
You want me to go green so I don't, you know, use the gasoline, but then you want to penalize me because I didn't use any gasoline.
That's all it's about is money. It ain't about saving the environment. It's about money. Close to work by now, hadn't you?
It's funny you should say that. I just turned on the road, headed down to the gate. So I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the radio. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, you have a good day. I'm getting ready to pull in where I'm going anyway, so I'll say 73 is also KO4HKX. Have a great day, and I'm clear.